Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball today as we get ready for Game 2 of the 2022 Major League Baseball season. If you're one of the lucky 40,853 at the ballpark yesterday, you saw an amazing game as the Giants win it 6-5 in 10 innings. And believe me, it was not easy yesterday. But it was opening day in San Francisco, and the Giants know how to do it better than any other club. Brandon Belt came in on a boat with the captain's hat on. Ron Wotus got to raise the flag, the National League West Championship flag yesterday as well, and the crowd was very, very excited. And then the game started, and Logan Webb went to the hill for the Giants and trying to go for his 23rd consecutive game starting without a loss, and he got it done yesterday. And broke the tie he was had with Carl Hubbell, the meal ticket, the great King Carl Hubbell of the old New York Giants. Webb yesterday was fabulous, going six innings, five hits, a run, a walk, and three strikeouts. He twisted his ankle on a play at first base, and we'll talk about all the plays yesterday. The game had everything yesterday you could ever want in a baseball game. Home runs, running mistakes, fielding mistakes, great fielding plays. Well, one was yesterday when Brandon Belt and Webb looked at each other on a little tapper hit down the first baseline, and Belt didn't go for it, and Webb should have just kept going to the bag, and he stopped and twisted his right ankle, and boy, everyone had a sigh of relief when Webb still could go out there and finish his six innings of the day. But for the Giants, a lot happened yesterday. They got the scoring going with Brandon Belt bunting down the third base line, and I don't know why more people don't do this. I really don't. You're given 150 feet of nobody being near anyone in that third base side, and Belt laid that bunt down. Joey Bart was on first base. He got on with a walk, and Rojas came in, threw the ball down the right field line, and Bart just never stopped. And Mark Halberg sent him, and the Giants had their first run. Ruff then got a base hit and made it 2-0. Bart hit a home run, shot 414 feet, 109 miles an hour off his bat. He's the first Giant rookie, did his first career home run. Well, let me say that. He tied Will Clark as being the Giants rookie to hit his first career home run on opening day. And the first rookie to hit a home run on opening day since Phillips way back in 1995 in the middle of that season there. But for the Giants, they take the lead, and then the Marlins started coming back. And as I said earlier, the Giants are tough at home. Last year, 54-27 at home. Miami, 25-56 on the road. The Giants had a nice lead, and Webb went to the seventh inning, and he walked the first batter and then came out. And then the parade started. And believe me, the Giants ended up using seven pitchers yesterday, and they needed every one of them to get this win 6-5 in 10 innings. Leon gave up a two-run homer to Stallings. And then Duvall in the ninth inning belted homered in the eighth to put the Giants up 4-2. And then Duvall in the ninth inning, and I don't know why he doesn't keep throwing that fastball, but he throws that slider, slider, slider stuff. And he ends up giving up a two-run homer to Chaz Chisholm. And all of a sudden, the Marlins are winning 5-4. And I know the crowd was deflated at that point. But, you know, it's a gorgeous day at the ballpark. And these are the San Francisco Giants, 54-27 at home last year, 107 wins. And Estrada, who made an error in the top of the ninth inning, leads off in the bottom of the ninth inning. And I've said this on so many shows from spring training. There is dynamite in this kid's bat. He can hit. He can hit. So Bender is in there. Floro, the closer for the Marlins, was out. And Bender was in. And Estrada on the second pitch just crushes one into the left field seats. And all of a sudden, it's 5-5. So here we go into extra innings. And that means, you know what, the ghost runner at second base. And the Giants get out of that inning. A nice defensive play by Flores at third and the catcher running the runner back to third, and they get him. And the Marlins do not score in the top of the 10th. So, all right, the home team is coming up. You got to feel pretty good about that. And the Giants have Dubon at second base, and there's always some adventures with Dubon at second base, the way he runs the bases. So he's on second, and there's a fly ball that Belt hits the right, and Dubon decides to tag up and starts going and says, I don't think so. And then he starts going back to second, and they get him. And they get him at second base, and he's a race. So now, nobody on, two out, bottom of the 10th, it's still 5-5. And Darren Ruff does what he does best. I'll tell you, Darren Ruff, I think he's going to lead this team in walks. Gets a walk. Austin Slater comes up, and Slater's a good hitter. There's no question about it. He's fast. He stole a base. And he hits one down the left field line. They're shading him more towards center field. It goes down by the Chevron cars, bounces around. Hallberg sends Ruff. He keeps going and going. And he scores on the play, and the Giants win it 6-5 over the Marlins. How about that? 6-5 over the Marlins in 10 innings yesterday. During the show today, we'll talk about the game and things that happened during the game, but those are the essentials. And 40,853 over 3 hours, and it had ups and downs. And if you're a baseball fan, you know it's 27 outs, and you got to sit and enjoy every one of them because that's the way baseball works. All right, so it's a beautiful day at the ballpark today. It is game two coming up between the Marlins. Marlins are a good team. They've got some power on that team, and they've got a lot of bullpen players, as most in baseball do. There's 450 pitchers in Major League Baseball, and 300 of them are relievers, and about 200 of them I've never heard of before. But the Marlins have pitching, and yesterday Sandy Alcantara pitched for the Marlins. I thought he got squeezed a lot by Marquez, the home plate umpire. And I think that's ran up his pitch count. As I said earlier, the Giants in that first inning, they like to get the pitch count up for that opposing starter to 20 pitchers or more. And they did it yesterday with Alcantara and had him on the ropes before Ruff got picked off at second base. Well, today it's Pablo Lopez going for the Miami Marlins. He's 26 years old, his 63rd Major League start. He's a terrific pitcher. He pitched well against the Giants last year, especially at Oracle. 6 innings, 2 hits, a run, no homers, a walk, and 7 strikeouts for him. He had shoulder trouble, shoulder injury, rotator cuff strain, which knocked him out from about July, and then they put him in a token appearance in October just to get him back on the mound. But for Lopez last year, the big thing was he struck out 9 consecutive Atlanta Braves to open a game. And that's the first time a player pitcher has done that in the modern era. You'd have to go back to old Mickey Welch in 1884. So Lopez has got good stuff. He was out a lot last year. The Giants saw him twice, 12 innings, 8 hits, 1 earned run, no homers, 3 walks, 16 strikeouts. So he has good stuff. There's no question about it. And the question is, he's 18-21 lifetime from Venezuela. Only his 63rd Major League start. The whip was 1.12. And in the 20 games last year, 11 homers but 9 solos, 26 walks, 115 strikeouts. So that's what we have for him today. On the other side, I can't wait to see this matchup. I really can. It really is going to be an interesting game today. If you're coming out to the ballpark, you just sit back and watch Carlos Rodon pitched today, 29 years old, 13-5 last year with a 2.37 earned run average, 0.96 whip for him. By the way, the whip of Lopez is 1.12, so runs may be at a premium today. But Rodon pitched a no-hitter last year. He's 29, 122nd Major League game, 117th start. He's from Miami, but grew up in North Carolina. Giants signed him as a free agent from the White Sox. Lifetime 42-38. Last year had a great year. A little shoulder fatigue in the middle of the year, but Carlos Rodon can pitch. And I saw it in spring training. Expect 96. He's tough. 6'3", 250. He's 42-38. Lifetime. Lefties 240 with one homer. Righties 175 with 12 homers. And the other thing is, watch out, 11 stolen bases, no caught stealing against Rodon last year. So we'll see what he brings to the table today. But he is a major, major piece of what the San Francisco Giants hope to get done in this National League West. Interesting games all over baseball. We've got a whole show to talk about it. But it's Lopez and Rodon today, game two. And if it's torture for this season, get ready, because the Giants are going to be in every game. And everyone is underrating them, and including myself. I said 87, 88 wins. But you watch them play, and they have a way of doing it with the opposition. And they got it done yesterday in true Giants fashion. Three home runs yesterday for the Giants. Bart crushed one. Belt put one into the pavilion. And, of course, Estrada's big home run in the bottom of the ninth. All right, more coming up. Susan Slusser of the Chronicle is going to join us. It's a great day for baseball. And we've got everything here for you. We've got a good show for you today. Kerry Crowley, Bill Lasky will be joining me. And we've got more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.